Hello, this is Natty speaking, and today I've come to a police station in the Thames Valley to see what I can find out about robbery and personal safety. Detective Sergeant Pauline Hilbron, hello.
Hi.
Many people have their own idea about what a robbery is because it's a term that's flung around fairly frequently for all kinds of thefts or muggings. So what is a robbery?
Okay, robbery is a term that is overused. People often say when they're a victim of any kind of theft, I've been robbed, and that might just be their house, they might have had something stolen. But robbery, actually, to take it down away from the definition to the basic, is that something is stolen and there's a threat of violence or use of violence at the time and in order to steal from a person.
So is it classified as a serious crime then?
It is. I think it's probably a little known fact that it's actually life imprisonment is the maximum sentence you can get for a robbery. And that's whether it's a robbery in the street or whether it's a robbery as people would typically think of it, where somebody's going into a shop or a building society with a gun or a knife, then it is still life imprisonment. At the moment, the offences that we're dealing with for robbery on the street, we're seeing sentences. We've had one recently of 3 years, and that was just a threat of violence. There was no violence involved with that. That was a dog chain wielded at somebody and money taken from him. But we're regularly seeing sentences of 15 months up to 2 years. That's for the less violent robberies.
So looking at the crime figures over the summer for the last 3 years, the victims and offenders are mostly aged between 16 and 25, but there are a large number of offences where the offender is unknown and have never been found out. This seems to be a bit of a reoccurring theme, and why do you think that is?
Okay, there's a lot of face coverings, it's generally somewhere dark and secluded with no witnesses. The situation the victim puts themselves in, their recollection might be affected by drink or by drugs, or just the fear affects their recollection. So when the offenders are unknown, sometimes the victim doesn't want to support us for whatever reason. Maybe they're just too scared, maybe they think we're not going to go ahead with it, or maybe it is because they were there trying to buy drugs, or they feel silly that they've put themselves in this situation and they get embarrassed. And sometimes we actually have dubious reports, people reporting a robbery because they want to claim off their insurance, or they've lost their mobile phone or they've broken it, so they want to claim back off the insurance company. If we can prove that that is a dubious report and that didn't happen, then they get dealt with as a criminal offence. If we can't, then that stays on the record as a robbery that we haven't detected and we haven't found the offender.
And what sort of items is your typical robber looking for?
Easy to steal, easy to carry, easy to get rid of or use themselves, to be honest. So iPods, iPads, Blackberries were a favourite at one point, cash. They'll take handbags because they want the cash out of them. They're hoping that in your wallet or your purse, you're going to have your bank cards with your PIN number. For heaven's sake, never carry your PIN number. But basically, they're looking for things that they can get quick money for or spend themselves.
Okay, it's probably unrealistic to say to people, don't walk around listening to your iPod, don't talk on your mobile phone while walking, or don't have expensive jewellery on show just in case they get nicked. So what would be your best advice to people to prevent them becoming victims of robbery?
Okay, everybody should be able to do all of those things. Unfortunately, it's the time and the place and where they do it and how aware they are of their surroundings that is more to the fore than whether or not they should be doing it. If they've got earphones in, if they can just put one earphone in so they can actually be aware of their surroundings, they can still hear their music, they can still see around them, they can hear if somebody's coming. A lot of the robberies that are reported was they don't know where the person's come from, they didn't see them, they weren't aware of them being there until they're on top of them. Texting on the phone, if you're on the phone, again, all I can suggest is that you're aware of where you are. Think about the places you're going to do it. You're not going to be head down texting, going down a dark alley on your own. You know, if you've got to text somebody, if it can't wait, then find somewhere where, you know, you've got your back to the wall, you can see what's going on around you while you're texting. I'm not saying be paranoid about it, but just be aware.
I'm now with Doran, who is a Scenes of Crime officer. Hi, Doran.
Hello there.
I want to talk to you about what sort of evidence is gathered when a robbery is being investigated and also how you gather that evidence. So what sort of thing do you look for, say, if the victim has